Joining me with the latest headlines from around the world is Sarah Martin. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Annie. Let's get COVID statistics up front. Worldwide, there's 38 million cases with 1.08 million deaths. When you look at the chart of progression of the disease, there's absolutely no flattening of the curve. The jagged line just keeps on rising and rising. And India, we've talked about in previous weeks, it continues to experience a huge rise in the number of cases and is closing in on the USA. India has 7.18 million cases compared to 7.89 million in the USA, but just half the number of deaths reported. But they really have accelerated in this last month, so it's quite concerning. Here in Australia, there's 27,317 cases and 899 deaths. That's up 31 cases in the past 24 hours and one death. And there's more on COVID and the challenge with finding a vaccine later in the program.
Now, meanwhile, there's some criticism being raised about the process of gaining membership to the UN's Human Rights Council.
Saudi Arabia failed in an attempt to join the council for the next three-year term, which, given that country's human rights record, probably isn't a big surprise. But they lost out to Russia, Cuba, and China, amongst others. Human Rights Watch has described China and Saudi Arabia as two of the world's most abusive governments. And they've also pointed out that numerous war crimes in Syria make Russia a highly problematic candidate. Membership in the UNHCR is distributed between five regional groups: Africa, Asia Pacific, Latin America and the Caribbean, Western Europe and Eastern Europe. And the resolution states that nations elected to the council must uphold the highest standards in the promotion and protection of human rights. So we just have to see what happens from here.
And Canada has also piped up about China's track record.
Yes, the country's marked 50 years of diplomatic ties this Tuesday, which gave Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau an opportunity to voice concerns about China's approach to human rights and global relationships. He took aim at China's coercive diplomacy, repressive measures in Hong Kong and detention of Uyghur Muslims, saying they're counterproductive for itself and the rest of the world.
And in the US, President Donald Trump's Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney has sidestepped questions on whether she will participate in a major ruling on Obamacare, which she doesn't agree with.
The US appellate judge is opposed by a number of Democrats who fear she will cast a decisive vote in striking down the 2010 healthcare law, formerly called the Affordable Care Act, and its protections for people with pre-existing conditions. Coney refused to talk about it, and she also refused to state her position on abortion and gay marriage during her confirmation hearing, although it is understood that Donald Trump was only ever going to place somebody in this position who would push back against those particular issues. Mr. Trump has asked the Senate, controlled by his fellow Republicans, to confirm Barrett before Election Day.
And back in Australia, a tragic university roof collapse in WA. The Electrical Trades Union says safety was a concern before it happened.
That's right. A 23-year-old apprentice fell to his death and two others were injured. Investigators are expected to focus their attention on the steel beams used to hold up glass panels on the roof, and Electrical Trades Union official Damien Clancy says several work crews had brought concerns about a deflection in the steel up with management, and there'd been surveyors on site to check it out. But WorkSafe Commissioner Darren Kavanagh told the ABC his agency had not previously been aware of any issues at the site.
Sarah, thanks for that.
Thanks, Annie.